was a mansion on a hill, but deep in a secret kingdom where a young prince lived. He had four sisters and four brothers. The prince had a special bedroom on the ground floor with a window that looked down into a deep, deep forest. He could see distant lights from other castles in the kingdom from his window. During the day, he went to school. When it became night, he stayed by himself, usually in his secret, hidden bedroom. One night, while nearly everyone was asleep, he took out of the attic a radio, and he decided to listen to it. As soon as he turned it on, the wind outside of his room stirred up for a few seconds. He thought to himself, "I'll climb out that window and go sit out there with my radio." Out the window he went, sitting against a small stump behind some flower beds. The light from his bedroom window he could still see. The music of Bach was playing. After a while, it began to sound distant as the young prince gazed at this radio on his knee. The music was floating away from his hearing. What could be happening? He took it off of his knee and put the radio to his ear. Nothing happened. Then the transistor left his hands and was floating in the midair 2 feet off the ground. As the prince laughed, it suddenly turned around, and it was light green phosphorus in color. Dancing back and forth, the magic transistor started moving down his path. He could hear the sound coming out like nothing he had ever heard before. The trees were getting closer together, and flowers glowed with tinges of magic light as he followed, thinking to himself, "What's going on?"
Thank you. day. Changing water into wine. Several times I've seen the evening slide away. Watching the signs, but we're taking over from the fading day.
Hey, dig it. I got something I want to lay on you, brother. It's the brand new thing. It's the bomb, you know?
Well, what you got? What is it?
Oh, you know? Dig it, man. You just take this and it's a brand new experience.
It ain't me, man, you know?
Oh, what you mean? I tried it, man. It's really hip. It's hip. Everything will be all right tomorrow.
Everything will be all right tomorrow.
Oh, man, just take it. It's real hip. I tried it. Tomorrow. It's cool.
Everything will be all right tomorrow.
Melting colors that paint a picture of a new day in my mind that I can't find at the present time. Reaching out and touching nothing, a feeling I've never felt before. Pacing, racing, and chasing myself in a room without a floor or a door. Hurry tomorrow. Tomorrow I need you now. Tomorrow, tomorrow I need you now. I'm going down, down,
down.
I'm going. The sky is falling, I'm crawling, the world is crumbling down. I'm laughing, I'm crying, but I still can't hear a sound. Hurry tomorrow.
That rain, it's hard to tell without windows.
I'm hurting all over, but I can't feel the pain. Screaming sounds of silence pound against the walls of my mind. The sun shining in the middle of the night. I'm locked in, and tomorrow's nowhere in sight.
Hurry tomorrow. Tomorrow I need you now.
In the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You were 5 foot 10 inches tall. It was very nice. Candlelight and Dubonnet on ice. We were in a small cafe. You could hear the guitars play. It was very nice. Oh, honey, it was paradise. Thank you.
Finally, the two travelers reached what appeared to be the entrance to the pointless forest. It was a huge thorny barrier with a small sign at its base which read, "This way." Once on the other side of the barrier, Obelio and Arrow had their first encounter with the pointless man, or the pointed man, depending upon your point of view. You see, the pointless man did have a point. In fact, he had hundreds of them, all pointing in different directions. But as he so quickly pointed out, a point in every direction is the same as no point at all. In every direction is the same as no point at all. In every direction is the same as no point at all. In every direction is the same as no point at all. In every direction is the same as no point at all. In every direction is the same as no
twist of wires to make contact and throw the switch.
Come on with it. Come on with it. Bring it on here. Easy.
Easy. Take your time. Slowly, baby. Touch it off. Yeah.
All right. I'll operate the ignition by remote control.
Why should we be in such desperate haste to succeed, and in such desperate enterprises? If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away.
Thank you. cops are knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. Song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
la rue X. Si vous frappez à la porte, d'abord un coup, puis trois autres, on vous laisse entrer. Seul et parfois même accompagné. Une servante, sans vous dire un mot, vous précède. Des escaliers, des couloirs sans fin se succèdent, décorés de bronze baroque, d'anges dorés, d'Aphrodite et de Salomé. S'il est libre, dites que vous voulez. Ici de Cléopâtre, dont les colonnes du lit de style rococo sont des nègres portant des flambeaux. Entre ces esclaves nus taillés dans l'ébène,
lifted an ancient temperance building high on Birch's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wheels. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes, covered in the highest of the sterile skyscrapers like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lavney Avenue, ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver frocks, now leghorns, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald.
In the day now,
the gear of the diamond dogs.
This ain't nothing, no!
Death could